I applaud the president's interest in making it possible for low-income working people to buy health insurance. A $3,700 credit sounds great. That's more income tax than a lot of people have the money to pay. But it will do nothing but put more money into a system that is irretrievably broken, a system that is burdened by bureaucracy, burdened by the most inefficient finance system in the world, and it will not provide basic coverage to all Americans. And until you do those things, until you clean up the finance system, take out the micromanagement and bureaucratic bloat in the healthcare system, and cover everybody with a basic primary and preventive and critical care package, we will never do what we have to do, which is to control health care costs and provide affordable health care to all Americans. With another mandate. I applaud the president's decision to put another $500 million in the Head Start. One of the nice things about his dropping below 50 points in the 50% in the approval poll is that he's a born-again Head Start advocate. At the rate they were going, let me tell you, I stayed up through half the night writing those national education goals, and the only thing the White House would agree to was to fully fund Head Start. And at the rate they were going, they were going to get the job done in the year 2050. You know, the Republicans say we ought to be limiting the terms of Congress if we really want change in government. I think if the president's going to be reelected, we ought to have a presidential election every 6 months, and we'll fully fund Head Start and get a lot of other good things done. It's a great thing. He wants to let people withdraw from their IRA with no penalty to pay money to educate people or to pay for health care. Spend your savings on your kids' education, and we won't punish you. That's a great deal, isn't it? I say, scrap the student loan program we've got that is full of wasteful, busted loans, and substitute for it a national service trust fund out of which every American who wants to can borrow the money to go to college. Without regard to income. The average college graduate makes 70% more than the average high school graduate did in the first year of work, and this government has tried for 12 long years to make it impossible for a middle-class family to get any college help. So vote for me, and we'll let everybody borrow the money and pay it back either a little bit at a time, at tax time every year, so they can't beat the bill. Or with 2 years of national service here at home, as teachers or police officers or nurses or family service workers, building the inner cities and the rural areas and the small communities of our country. Can you imagine if every child from New Jersey financed a college education with a national service loan and then came back here and worked for 2 years, paid for by the federal government at a reduced rate, doing everything that needs to be done here? We could revolutionize our approach to the social problems of people in this state.